Mohsen Saleh is a professor of the Lebanese University, joining me now on the line from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on the latest developments concerning the Syrian crisis. Mr. Saleh, something that's been raised at the UN Security Council was the role of the region in the Syrian crisis. We had Russia accuse very blatantly Saudi Arabia and Qatar and saying that they have been financing, equipping the opposition. At the same time, we had Kofi Annan saying that Iran can play a crucial role here. So what do you think that role by Iran could be? And how do you think that Saudi Arabia and Qatar have influenced things in Syria?
Well, good morning. First of all, the Russian Ambassador is right when he's saying that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are assisting the gangs in Syria, and these gangs receive orders from Saudi Arabia and Qatar in order to commit all these atrocities, to take them to the council, to the UN Council, or to the General Assembly. And I guess he is right also in pointing that Saudi Arabia and Qatar or should take the responsibility of all these atrocities against the civilians. At a time when they talk about the regime and the army, they really help finance, arm these gangs. And as well, they ask the United Nations in order to take certain procedures, probably military or economic sanction by the tongue of the Secretary General of the Arab League. And all of these parties in the region are participating in accelerating the situation in Syria. Also, Iran can play a role, and it is playing a role in terms of calling the parties to come and sit on the table and have a real political dialogue in order to solve the situation. And also Russia and China doing the same thing, bringing these people into the table. But the problem is with the opposition and with the Qataris and Saudis. They refuse to sit with the regime in order to solve the situation. And I guess it is possible to solve the situation in participating in the regime or in the unity government. But of course, these people have a kind of hate towards the regime and Bashar al-Assad exactly, and they want to remove it. And they pressure also the Secretary General, Secretary of State Clinton, in order to say such things. And still, they are intervening in the internal affairs in some countries, whether in Egypt or in Tunisia or now in, of course, in Syria. This won't lead to a kind of peaceful solution in Syria.
Right, Mr. Saleh, if we're looking at the situation on the ground now, would you say that Kofi Annan's peace initiative has now come to a complete failure and that this will cause a civil war in Syria, and whether that situation could actually cause a foreign military intervention?
Kofi Annan could not get the consent of Saudi Arabia and Qatar to stop their finance or arming these gangs in Syria. How could he reach a solution or succeed in his initiative unless he could pressure these two regional countries to stop their assistance to these gangs? And the United States and the West, they want that because they got the money also. They have been bribed also to do so, to threaten the government, sometimes by sanctions, sometimes by free zone, or all these things, in order to pressure the regime to accept the conditions of the Americans, which have been rejected by the regime from 2003, when Colin Powell came to Syria and asked them to surrender to the American and Israeli conditions. And that's what the Saudi Arabia and Qatar want from Syria, from Syrian regime, in order to surrender to the American will and to the Israeli will. That's the issue. That's the issue between Syria, the resisting power in the region, and who are refusing all these conditions, and the conditions of the Saudi Arabia and the Americans. I guess the Syrians would continue, especially the regime in its national dogma, doctrine, would continue in doing this role by whether the by the gangs or the Saudis, whether they can do that or they can't. I guess this pressure on Syria won't change its opinion from the regional issues.
Mohsen Saleh, professor of the Lebanese University, joining us there on the line from Beirut. Thank you very much, sir.